Tereo Ererangi o Te Mānia. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
It's time to visit Bonnie Scotland with Scottish Session on Plains Media.
Here we are with the November session of the Scottish programme at Plains Media. Welcome to all of our listeners to this programme that is brought to air for the Canterbury Caledonian Society. You or any member of your family may contact the different sections of the Society to become involved with your chosen Scottish activity. I will advise you to contact later in this session. In the meantime, we shall listen to some of this afternoon's contributions from our Scottish entertainers. Taken from the heritage of the Celts, a song from Waxy's Dargle, namely The Ferryman. Following The Ferryman, we'll have a recording of the European Championships from the bands from Perth, Scotland.
Well, the little boats are gone round the gap that Basilea. Ferrymen are stranded on the quay. The Dublin docks have died and the way of life is gone. Oh, Molly, it was part of you and me. Oh, where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, oh, kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you more today and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Was the only job I knew, it was hard but never lonely. If the ferry made a man of me. It's gone without a whisper and forgotten even now. It's bowling Molly over, can't you see? Oh, where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, oh, kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you more today and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Spend me days at talking, even with Charlie's on the dome. But Molly, we're still living, and Ireland, we're still young. That river will never own my heart and soul. Oh, where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, oh, kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you more today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Yes, now I tell me ends, I'd spend me days a-talking, in a whisper Charlie's on the dome. But Molly, we're still living, and Ireland, we're still young, and that river will never own my heart and soul. Oh, where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, oh, kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you more today and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, oh, kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you more today and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
Thank you.
what's been happening at the Kelly and its members. Last night, the Kelly took place, a grand occasion with at least 170 folk attending to enjoy themselves. It was a great night of dancing to the incredible Kelly Band. We had 13 debutantes, and they were being presented, plus the grade 3A European champion drummers were presented with their medals. Last weekend, the major event of solo piping was held by the Highland Piping Society of Canterbury. It certainly was the ultimate of solo piping. The visiting American adjudicator spoke of the importance of the event and complimented the Highland Piping Society on their organisation. The Caledonian Grade 1 Pipe Major, Piers Dover, gained second place in the clasp, which entailed the march followed by the Strathspey and reel. Other placements were: first place in the premier event, the clasp, was Greg Wilson, and the winner of the Silver Chanter was Hamish Hepburn, who is currently on a working holiday from Scotland. The A-grade events held were as follows. These are all A-grade events. Pibroch, also a South Island Championship, was won by Brendan Ead. The March and the Strathspey and reel were both won by Greg Wilson. And the Hornpipe and Jig, also a South Island Championship, was won by Liam Kernahan. The most points winner was Greg Wilson. The New Zealand Championship for pipers under the age of 21 years was the March, and it was won by Frederick Bailey. It is great to see so many younger pipers coming on in the ranks. From the D-grade, Strathspey and reel, we had Kelly Pipe Band members Frank Morrison being first, plus gaining most points in that grade. James Stockdale and Connor Overton also were placed second and third in the Strathspey and reel. Now, after that long spiel, I want to advise you that should you want to become a part of any section of the Caledonian Society, do message our president, Bruce Fraser, his contact being president@canterburycaledonian.org.nz. That is president@canterburycaledonian.org.nz. Now, Bruce will put you on the right track for whichever section you want to become involved in. Should you wish to call Bruce, he may be reached at 021 1657 100. That is Bruce at 021 1657 100. Well, time, I would think, for our entertainers. And once more, we turn to the heritage of the Celts and hear once more from Waxy Stargall, who present us with a medley, starting with Tipping It Up to Nancy.
There was an ill woman in our town, a woman you all know well. She dearly loved her husband and another one twice as well. Oh, with the me right to Finny Canary, oh, me tip Finny go, oh, with the me right to Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. She went unto the chemist's shop, some remedies far to buy. View anything in your chemist's shop to make me ill and blind. Oh, with the me right the Finny Canary, oh, me tip Finny go, oh, with the me right the Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. Give him eggs and marrow bones and make him suck them all. Before he has the last one sunk, he won't see you at all. Oh, with the me right the Finny Canary, oh, me tip Finny go, oh, with the me right the Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. She gave him eggs and marrow bones and made him suck them all. Before he had the last one sunk, he couldn't see her at all. Oh, with a me right the Finny Canary, oh, me tip Finny go, oh, with a me right the Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. If in this world I cannot see, well, here I cannot stay. I'd rather go and drown myself. Come on, she, and I'll show you the way. We'll be right the Finny Canary, oh, me tip. Finny go out with the me right to Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. She led him to the river, she led him to the brin. With sly enough of Martin, it was him that shoved her in. Oh, with a me right to Finny Canary, oh, me tip. Finny go out with a me right to Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. She swam to row the river, she swam to row the brin. Martin, dear Martin, don't leave me behind. Oh, where I shut the builder that ye silly old fool, will you know, for Martin is blind. Me right to Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it off to Nancy. There's nine in me family, well, none of them is me own. I wish that each and every man had come and claim his own. Oh, with a me right to Finny Canary, oh, me tip. Finny go out with a me right to Finny Canary, oh, we're tipping it off to Nancy.
Local or within reach AMP shows, now we're getting closer to Christmas. You will, of course, have the Hororata Games noted on your calendars. Anything Scottish will be happening at the Hororata show. Remember, there are no ticket sales on the gate and your tickets must be purchased online prior to the event. Fingers crossed for a fine day, as it does make a wee difference to our enjoyment. Our Caledonian Five Pipe bands will be taking part. Solo piping and drumming competitions and Highland dancing competitions with three platforms will be taking place. As I said earlier, anything Scottish will be happening at what is one of the largest Highland games in the Southern Hemisphere, and it's not too far to travel to enjoy it. The Hororata Highland Games is the place to be on the 8th of November this year. That is the 8th of November, Saturday, this year. So we stay with the heritage of the Celts, and this time hear from Waxies Dargle with one of their female members singing for us, Come All Ye Young and Tender Maidens. After that, we'll listen to some more pipe band music from the recording of the European Championships from Perth, Scotland.
Come all ye young and tender maidens, take warning how you court young men. They're like a star on a cloudy morning, they first appear and then I wish I were
Join me for what will be the last Scottish session on Plains Media. Before the jolly rotund fellow comes down your chimney with gifts for the children and hopefully for yourselves. I look forward to you joining me on the first Sunday of December at 3 p.m. Until then, stay well, enjoy the sun, which is more predominant now, and look after each other. This is Colleen Cole for the Canterbury Caledonian Society, wishing one and all a very happy Sunday afternoon.